Welcome to Moms Making Money, a membership-driven organization that helps moms turn their passions into profits. You can find out more at our website, www.momsmakingmoney.org. Members, don't forget this month's teleclass is with Denise Michaels, author of Testosterone-Free Marketing, System for Success and More Cash for Women Business Owners. Just log into the member section of Moms Making Money and learn how you can improve your marketing and increase your profits. If you'd like to become a member, just go to www.momsmakingmoney.org and click on Join. Also, we love to hear your comments. Please call our listener line at 206-337-1077, and we'll post them to our podcast. This is Vivian, founder of Moms Making Money, and tonight's Moms Making Money profile is with Fair Zweig. And Fair, I'm going to let you tell us a little about your company. I did a little bit of the walk with you, and it was really fun, and I'd like to do more of it. I'm going to let you tell the audience more about what it is that you do.
Well, what it is a mommy and me stroller exercise class, and it takes place at Roxbury Park in Beverly Hills. And what we do is in 1 hour, we complete a total body workout doing cardiovascular and resistance exercises.
I have to just jump in. I only did that class for, what was I with you, for like 10, 15 minutes? I have to be honest, I felt something the next day. I don't know I don't know if it says something about you or something about me.
Well, you know what's great about the class is that it allows you to do exercises that you wouldn't necessarily normally do in the gym. So, you know, you wouldn't necessarily do the walking lunges or, you know, a hip opener to a squat or, you know, intervals. So, you know, the stroller, some people think of it as, you know, an obstacle, but you really have to think of it as this brand new piece of equipment that's going to allow you to do all these different exercises. So, and the fact that we're also able to, because we have the stroller, we can carry equipment around with us. So using the exercise tubing and the weighted balls, it just gives you so many different varieties, options that you just wouldn't do in the gym. So, you know, like I was an avid gym goer, and it's just completely different. So your body just kind of responds, and it's like, wow, what was that? So, you know, it's a great class for beginners because it's, you know, you can do a lot of stuff slower, but it's also a great class for people who are even really, really fit before they had their baby because it just allows you to do so many different things, and then you have the park and all the different, you know, pieces of equipment in the park. So it's really great to be outside and with your baby and with all the other moms, and it's just a really great experience.
Yeah, I got to say, I really enjoyed that. Of course, we're in L.A., so we can be outside anytime.
Yeah, you know, which I think is fantastic because I'm from back east. So this is, like, amazing.
I was just saying, you know, I'll tell our audience that earlier I was saying my kids have been an absolute nightmare today. And what I do when I hit that breaking point is I go for a walk around the block. You know, one of them jumps on the bike, and I stick the other one in the stroller. And we have a fire station at the end of our street, and I was talking to the firemen there because my 4-year-old needs to go in and climb on the fire trucks, which they always let him do. And I'm just like, what do people do back east? You know, if they can't go outside and go for a walk, you know, you're like, if it's in the middle of winter and you're stuck in the house.
I know, they have to go to the mall.
I guess that's true. Anyway, I digress, as I tend to do. But one of the things I was going to say is I really enjoyed the social aspect. I'm one of those horrible people. I like the gym, and I need to take classes because I get bored by myself, and I'm not very motivated, so I need to take the classes. But I'm like somebody once called me a daddy long legs. They said I was a completely like goofy aerobics idiot standing there doing all my aerobics stuff. So I'm one of those like super spazzes in the class, and I always turn to the people next to me. I'm like, that was ridiculous, and I laugh, and I need to talk, and everybody hates me. But your class is awesome because I can totally talk and be like, I'm super spaz.
Yeah. No, that's like that's one of the greatest things about it is that the social interaction, you know, especially, you know, for a lot of new moms, they don't necessarily know other new moms. And so it's great. I mean, if you want to talk about whatever, the new Grey's Anatomy episode, you know, or if you want to talk about, oh, my God, my kid's colicky, what do I do with myself? You know, it's great just to have that interaction, just be out of your house. I mean, the great thing is that you can exercise when your baby's, you know, for most people, 6 weeks.
Right, and so you have to them be with you, so it's a really nice.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about who's going to watch my baby. I don't have a nanny. My big thing was I didn't want to leave them with, you know, these random people at the gym, you know, who I don't know what their qualifications are, and I don't know who they are, and, you know, so that was a big deal for me. You know, it was hard for me. I couldn't get back to the gym myself, and I was a crazy gym goer, so it was really, really rough. I just started walking, and I just walked. I'm very lucky to have a baby who likes her stroller.
Yeah.
So, but I just walked and walked and walked, but I was like, I lifted weights, and I was like, well, I have to figure out a way to incorporate, you know, what I did in the gym to outside, you mm-hmm. know, and look at this great outdoor gym we have with these beautiful parks and, you know, beautiful weather here in LA. I think it rains 5 days a year, you know, so I had like an epiphany when she was like 2 months old, and here, you know, took me 8 months, I think, to, you know, have it come to fruition.
Oh, yeah, well, that's great. It's great that you were able to actually have an idea and bring it to fruition. I'm going to start now on my official questions, which is, you know, number one is always, what did you do before you were a mom?
Before I started Taught Fitness, my baby and me exercise class, I worked as a personal trainer and nutrition consultant. I also worked as a research coordinator with collegiate professors and independent research organizations.
Wow. I don't even understand what half of that is.
I personal trained, and along with that, I gave nutrition advice.
why you were a gym rat or whatever it is.
Exactly. Well, being a personal trainer has got to be, like, the great, for me at least, was the greatest profession, because during your downtime, you can go work out.
Oh, that is awesome.
So you never had to make extra time to
or
go work
I
out.
I had personal trainers who would work out with me.
Yeah, or like that
I'll
also.
Show you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm like, yeah, sure, yes, you're showing me.
Yeah, exactly. Just squeezing my workout while I'm working you out.
Yeah. So what was the second half of what it was you said?
The second half, I started out doing research for a professor in college, and I basically ran the entire research program. He wanted to develop a new way to have people exercise, kind of putting it in different parts of the day. So they recommend that you get at least a half an hour of exercise a day. And he thought that if you could do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, and 10 minutes in the evening, that would be a good way for people to kind of squeeze it in. So there were a couple of little flaws in it, but basically I was responsible for the advertising and marketing, recruiting of people. We had different types of equipment that they needed to use, so I needed to explain that. We also recorded all of the food that they ate, so I had to explain to them, you know, how to record and the portion sizing, and there's a specific scale to say how hungry you were throughout the day. So in terms of, I did all the collecting, and then I had to input all the information, very long process, all of the food information, everything you ate for, I think it was 2 weeks. So everything you ate every day for 2 weeks, I had to input specifically into a computer program. And then we got the results to find out if it was, if it worked or not.
So, well, here's my burning question. Did it work?
You know what? I moved. I started it when I was a junior in college, and then it just took, you know, the coolest thing that I did is actually I started it when he was just finishing getting approval. So I actually got to help him write up the grant proposal, and there's something that they have at the when you do research through a college that you have to get. To get the okay to work with human subjects, basically.
Right.
So they have a board where you have to tell them exactly what you're doing and that you're not really hurting people and that, you know, you're doing your research for the good of people. So I helped him develop all of those, and that was really interesting to
do.
Yeah,
that must have been very interesting. So you were in college. Did you have different career goals than what you ended up doing as a trainer and nutritionist?
Or
did the two just kind of come together?
Well, my degree is in kinesiology with an emphasis in fitness, nutrition, and health. So I actually specifically went to that school, moved across the country just to go to San Diego State because they had exactly what I was looking for. Because even at the, you know, young old age of 17, I was like, well, you can't just have fitness if you don't have the nutrition. And I learned that in the few years that I had been working out, you know,
right.
Starting at about 15.
Wow,
that, you know,
you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
not to,
well.
Not to say that you're old. But.
Yeah, no. I just had a birthday. No, but I was an overweight kid, and it was rough for me. And so when I hit about 15, I figured, you know, there really has to be a way where you can really incorporate this for the rest of your life. So not crash dieting and not becoming having an eating disorder or anything. You know, really doing something that I know that I can stick with forever. And I was lucky to just know a personal trainer. He taught me everything I need to know in the gym. And then I just kind of, when you start working out, you just feel like being healthier. So you don't want to go to the gym and then come home and eat a tub of ice cream. You know, you want to come home and be healthy. And
it was never my experience.
I always wanted an apple. I never understood it. After the gym, I was like, I have to have an apple now.
When I was in college, I'd work out and I'd hit Ben and Jerry's on the way home.
Well, for me, sometimes it was an excuse and be like, well, I went to the gym so I can eat the cake, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That, that kind of thing.
Or I can always gauge my, again, I digress, so I'll say this one thing and then I'll move back on track. But I can always tell the level of my workout by how I want to eat. And if I absolutely have no appetite whatsoever, I had a really good workout. If I'm really ravenously hungry and I'll eat anything in front of me, I only did a moderate workout. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about working out, too, is it's such a huge stress reliever. Especially when you're a new mom, you know, like even just being outside with the fresh air, you know, just getting out of your house, it's so nice. Just kind of inhale and exhale, you know, clean air.
Yeah, I was going to say clean air, but then we are in L.A.
Yeah, we are in L.A. Okay, semi-clean air.
How about whatever out of the house air? So I guess it's pretty clear what made you go into this business, or really what inspired you. I mean, you had your child, you wanted to start working out. So what made you decide to start this business?
Couple of things. I was planning on going back to work before I had her, and then she was born, and I was like, never mind. And then I kind of had her, and I was like, this is great. But I had this wonderful education, and I was a personal trainer for so long, and I so enjoyed what I did. I loved helping people. I loved working out, and I was just like, I have got to figure out a way to do it. And personal training was just not going to be in the cards for me. The hours were so difficult. It was rough being married and having the hours of a personal trainer, where people want to work out with you at 5 o'clock in the morning and they're happy to come till 10 o'clock at night, and it wouldn't work like that if I had a baby, and I wasn't really interested in hiring the nanny, because a lot of the times when you just want to go back to work and it's a supplemental income, the money you're making is going to the nanny. So for me, all those components were kind of like, what can I do with my baby and work out? And I live at Roxbury Park, and it is my favorite place to go. Mm-hmm. And when she would sleep, I would just kind of walk around the park, and I was like, had an epiphany one day, and I was like, what if I exercise in the park outdoors? And I started timing myself, walking around the park, and a decent pace. It takes about 10 minutes. And I'm thinking, well, if you do an hour class and you walk for the 10 minutes and then maybe you stop and then you do it again, that you can really incorporate a variety of activities, you know. And then I was like, well, can I purchase equipment that I can carry in the bottom of the stroller that's not going to hinder my walking? And what can I do with the baby if they start to get, you know, if they start to complain, and asking myself all these different questions. Having a baby myself made it so easy, because I kind of looked at her and I was like, okay, what obstacles does having the baby face? So what do I have to do in order to make it that, you know, the baby is happy? So I always come with tons of snacks, enough for the rest of the babies, and we'll sing songs, and we kind of go with how the moms are feeling that their babies are. Should we keep moving? We can do most of the exercises that I can do stopped, we can do all of them moving. That's the great thing about having, you know, two options of fitness equipment with you, is that you don't have to stop. If you know your baby's asleep and they're going to wake up, or if they're so happy moving, but you know the second you stop, they're going to start screaming at you. So all those different things. And then also for me, it was just a great excuse, to go work out. You know, here, I'm running this class. This is what I'm doing. This is my job, you know. So it was hard to get back to doing it, because, like, in college, all my classes were in the gym, and I would go to my class, which would be an aerobics class, and would be in the gym, and then I would go run on the treadmill. And so it was just, it was like, well, why don't I just put myself in the same situation again? I'll be teaching, I'll be helping other people, which I love to do, and I'll be getting the workout myself, and it'll just be perfect. And and we'll all have the babies there together.
Yeah, which is fabulous.
So,
did you find, I mean, were you inspired by some of the other baby or Mommy and Me exercise classes? Like, did you think of this independently, or were you like, you know, I see this stuff and I can do better?
Well,
is that an unfair question?
No, well, I do a Mommy and Me yoga class. Mm-hmm. Which I absolutely love. The teacher's fantastic, and actually why I chose that particular yoga class over others is that they actually have a babysitter in the class to help mm-hmm. with the kids. So as I go on, I'm hoping to also be able to provide that, because that was a really big deal for me, was that there was somebody there where if my, you know, especially now my daughter walks, mm-hmm. so if there's somebody there who can kind of keep an eye on her when I'm upside down, that I don't have to creak my neck to see. So in this type of instance, it's nice that if, you know, your kid wants to eat, you know, somebody can stop and sit and feed your baby and you can continue on with the workout. Or just if your baby's, you know, for stopped and the baby starts to get cranky, that somebody can stand in the middle and do a dance and kind of entertain them. That was a big deal for me. The other classes that are around that are similar to mine, I do feel like mine's going to be a little bit more unique. I have a really big fitness background and nutrition background. I played competitive tennis. Like I said, I've been working out since I was 15. You know, I even married somebody who was very into fitness. He played soccer for 18 years. He'd been working out since he was, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old also. So fitness is really a part of my whole universe, you know. From the, you know, instant my daughter was born, I was like, how can I incorporate her into my exercises at home when I got all revved up to start working out at home? And I feel like I've heard of some of the things that they do and that I incorporate. We're not just walking. We're doing, like I said, we do that as you did in the class. We do the walking lunges and we do the moving squats. And there's always something interesting going on. You're not just walking. You know, you don't need to go necessarily to a class to walk, to pay somebody to walk. You know, you can go outside and you can walk on your own. You want to pay somebody to do something that's going to be unique and interesting, and every time you come, it's going to be different. And I, like I said, I did yoga and I did Pilates and I've done, you know, I did tennis and I played all sorts of different sports in high school. And, you know, I'm just around so many different types of fitness that everything is incorporated. You know, it's always something new and exciting. So, and then again, with the different types of equipment that I use also, it just really provides you such a variety of exercises to do that really with each class, you know, if you're having an issue that day that somebody else isn't having, you can really kind of switch it up so that everybody can get what they need. Even though you're in a group atmosphere, you can still get that individual attention that you really need.
Definitely.
Like you said, like with doing the aerobics classes, you know, you can't count the time,
yeah.
You know, but imagine if you had somebody standing there in front of you specifically for you. You know, standing there and helping you, you know, with
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I haven't found any good aerobics classes
okay.
in a while. sorry, like I said, focus is always an issue for me, especially in this day. As a matter of fact, I wrote a whole blog on it. my next question I'm going to do in a two-part thing, which is, one is, what skills were you able to use that are helping you to succeed in your current business, which I think you've talked about a bit with a lot of the fitness. And the second part of that is, what new things did you have to learn? So talk maybe a little bit more about the business aspects, because clearly it's different being a, you know, a personal trainer where, yes, you kind of have to market yourself, but, you know, it's different doing that, which is a one-to-one service-based business. Then trying to sell an entire service on a larger scale class.
Right, right. Well, what I really had to learn, what you're saying, I really had to learn about business and marketing, because like you said, like, and the other thing that I had going for me, because I was in school then, is I had a lot of contacts down in San Diego. So I've only been in LA for 2 years, and in that really short time, I didn't really have a chance to train up here, and then I had a baby.
So
I didn't really have a chance to kind of get out in the fitness world here to kind of make those connections that I would have had, you know, in a place where I was already rooted. So that was really difficult. So what I'm trying to do now and what I've been doing is I'm trying to find like new and interesting marketing methods to incentivize people to, you know, want to join my class, find different places to, what's the best place to advertise, you know, like the pump station, mm-hmm. You know, ton of people go there and look, and I'm a part of all these mommy chat groups online, and so just trying to find different ways where I can just kind of talk to people. They can get more information from me. You know, I live at the park, like I said, so I talk to people all day long. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to provide, you know, people with information about what I'm doing.
So you're working basically on a grassroots level.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I'm starting to do a little bit more. I'm going to have to start paying for advertising, unfortunately. I know. Well, I'm trying to keep costs down, but I think I'm going to have to start paying for some advertising to kind of get my name out there. But what I've developed is I've developed, you know, a program for moms who are only able to take, you know, the generic 3 months off from work. Mm. So that, you know, that they can work out while they're, you know, off of work and get in that time, but they don't have to leave their baby, and they can get back into shape before they go into work.
Do you find moms are obsessed about losing that weight before in 3 months?
Or you know,
are
they
just
so funny.
Looking to get out?
I think moms, it's so funny because I was reading this thread on one of my chat groups, and moms who are not even pregnant yet are concerned about being able to lose the weight after they have the baby. And also moms who are literally 6 weeks postpartum are like, why do I weigh the same today that I did the day my baby was born? And I don't know who weighs themselves the day their baby was born. It certainly wasn't anywhere near scale. But anyway, they obviously had, you know, ability to do that. But I think the kind of people who are going to take my mommy and baby, you know, fitness class are the people where it's really important for them to get fit. You know, whether or not they were fit or the weight they wanted to be or the way they wanted to look before they had the baby, that now that they either because of the baby or because now they have added weight that they didn't have before, or they have lovely fat spots where they didn't have them before they, you know, were pregnant. Those are the kind of people who are going to come because they really, they want their body back. They want to be healthy. It's really, really important to them. And I think especially for people, you know, we live in LA, so there's a lot of vanity going on, especially if you are going back to work. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be like, ta-da, when you come back to work, I had a baby and here I am. I look the
yeah,
same,
I was gonna say, a little bit
you know,
of
as
data.
I did, you know, a year and a half ago, doing I look fantastic.
Yeah.
So I do think, you know, I've developed a 24-class program specifically for those women so that they could come 2 days a week, you know, to every class available, and they can work their weight off, you know. And the other great thing about these classes is that, you know, like my daughter is already a year old, that she can start to see how important exercise is, you know, to your life. And a lot of people who come actually have, you know, older babies, you know, like a year and a half. And they can see, and I only bring healthy snacks for the kids, so they can see, you know, oh, my mom's exercising, that's really important. Oh, healthy snacks, that's really important. So that, you know, there's a whole unbelievable obesity epidemic going on, especially affecting, you know, children these days. And so I think it's a great opportunity for people to come and not just tell their kids to eat an apple every day or tell their kids to exercise an hour a day. They're really showing them that mommy is going out, or even I would love it. I'm hoping to start a weekend class that the whole family can come and that everybody gets
that.
Included. So, you know, so that, you know, look, it's a family event and exercise is not a pain, you know, it's fun. Eating healthy is not boring. It's exciting. We love it. You know, being healthy and being fit is great. We love it. This is how we want to live.
Yeah, I would say when I go to the gym, I take my 4-year-old and, you know, obviously now my baby, and I'm always so proud now because my 4-year-old is always like, because I agree with you. I think when they see it, it's an integral part of your lifestyle. It's very important, you know, rather than preaching, you know, rather than just preaching it, they see it's part of what you are and what you need to do. And he's always like, Mommy, how was your exercise or how was your workout or how was your class?
That's nice.
I know, and I just love that. It just makes my heart go, you are so awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
When they say
it's
that,
great for
like,
them. Yeah.
What about obstacles? Was it difficult for you to start the business? Did you have any particular challenges?
Yeah, it was slow, as I said. I got the idea at 2 months, and I was really motivated. It just took a while to kind of get all the pieces together. So,
I just want to interrupt you a second, and that is the biggest, you know, that is one thing I hear consistently on these interviews, is it took a lot longer than anticipated. But I just want to say the fact that it took longer than you anticipated is a good thing, because you actually planned it out rather than just jumping in and doing it and, like, kind of working it from there.
Right, exactly. Well, the biggest thing for me, I knew I wanted to buy the equipment right away, and, you know, I took my time in terms of searching, because one of the big things for me in providing this class was that what I had done throughout, you know, the year that my daughter's been here is that I went to a ton of mommy classes. And the biggest thing that I appreciated was offering the first class for free, which is why I also do that. Because it gave you an opportunity to go try all the different classes. You weren't, you know, you didn't have to stay, you know, and I wanted to give people that opportunity to please come try my class. And I feel it kind of also shows people that I really believe in my class, that I'm even willing to offer it to you for free because I really think you're going to like it and you're going to want to come back. And it's worth it for me. And the other thing was is that, you know, looking at the different price structures, a lot of the reason I did not join a number of classes was because you had to become a member, which was, you know, a $30 or $50 extra thing. And I felt they were charging too much for what they were offering. And you know, I really wanted to offer a class where anybody could take it, you know, and so I feel if you go and you purchase like the 24 class pass, it comes out to $11 a class.
That's great.
That's really cheap considering a lot of the classes are minimum $15, and a lot of them go up to $25, $30 or more per class, even when you start buying packages. So which adds up, and this is the type of class where you can continue on. For a good, like I said, I've got women coming who have, you know, 18-month-olds. So, you know, if this is really something you want to do and continue on with, it'll be like your gym membership.
Yeah.
You know, you want that to be affordable for you. You know, when you start going, oh, diapers cost this much and formula costs this much, you know, it starts adding up for you. So you're like, how much do I want to spend on a baby class? So that was a lot of my research, actually, was going out and utilizing my daughter. She's been a big part of this in terms of going out and doing, you know, a lot of market research in terms of how much do I want to charge for my class. So, and then the other big thing that this is probably what took me the most amount of time was, like I said, I was such a big gym person. And so figuring out how I could take all of the exercises I had come up with in the gym and then moving them outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding, you know, like I said, luckily I found the equipment really, really fast that I wanted to use and got really inspired by that.
You need to go shopping, isn't it?
I know. Well, it was online, so.
Sorry, that was just not right.
Not as great, but, you know, there's only so many sports stores. There's not a whole lot of sports stores in LA, which is odd, but.
Yeah, that's
true. So I found what I was looking for really quickly. So I wanted to go in with, I have about 100 different classes basically developed. So like I said, it's always going to be unique every time that you come.
I assumed they're all going to be the same, sort of the same.
Right. No, I mean, some of it's going to be similar because I know, well, like, right.
Well, personally,
right. Yeah, right. You have to do lunges. No, like for me, like what I felt, because I took a ton of classes, and what I liked is like people, I think, like that certain parts are always the same. Like maybe the warm-up is always the same, and they feel like when they come, they're all jazzed, and they know what to do, you know, especially if they come all the time, they're all ready for it. But like especially with like the resistance training exercises, people want to do something different constantly, you know. It's not like you know, otherwise you don't want them coming and feel like they, well, I could have like come the first day, written down what she did, and then have gone home.
Right.
You know, you want them to feel like they're really coming, they're really getting something every time that they come.
I mean, that's got to be a difficult challenge, is figuring out what the line is between people liking the routine and then getting bored with it.
Right. Well, one of my first questions is after people take the class is, how did you like the class?
Mm-hmm.
So I really like input from people. You know, it's not, I'm providing a service to these people. So, you know, I know what I like in the gym. It's not necessarily going to be what these people like.
You can't
base
my entire business on what I want.
Good for you.
Just kidding.
You know, but it, you know, it's a big service that you're providing to people, and you know, especially when I was like personal training, you learn you have to go with what a person's personality is, you know, and I'm hoping that the classes will stay relatively small, and I'll just keep adding more classes as time goes on versus allowing 20 people in a class. So yeah. I prefer to keep them, you know, to a minimum of 10, a maximum of 10 people in order to provide people that individual attention that they would receive if they were working with a personal trainer.
So it's not only like getting a class, but it is, yeah, getting a little bit of a personal trainer as well.
Right, exactly.
Which is nice. All right, here's my big million-dollar question.
I'm very excited for it.
How do you balance the work and the family? I mean, clearly you have some things easy because you've got the baby with you. But on the other hand, I mean, you said she's about a year old. You're in that whole nap nightmare. I don't know if you're down to two or three naps. So how do you schedule things? And everybody's got different nap schedules.
Right. Well, that has been one of the biggest issues is people always telling me that their kids nap during that time. But I felt it was a great time because when I started the class, that was her nap time. And she really only napped for an hour, no matter
your schedule.
Right. Well, really, I did.
But I think a lot of what we bring to the business is you know, you see, I think a lot of women or moms or anybody who starts a business sees a need that they feel needs to be filled. And a lot of what they're doing is based on, you know, their need. And they just assume everybody else has that need, which they do.
Right. Well, the biggest thing for me is I felt like 10 o'clock, I do Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock, and I felt that was a great time because a lot of babies wake up usually around like 6, 7 o'clock, so by the time 10 o'clock rolls around, they're usually pretty relaxed. So even if they're not ready to take a nap, they're ready to just kind of sit and hang out, if that's something that they do on a regular basis. But for me, it was, I knew she really only took an hour nap at that time of day, whether or not she was in the crib or in the stroller. So I didn't feel like she was going to lose something because she was taking her nap in the stroller versus the crib. So for me, best case scenario was her napping because I know, you know, at least for her, that I don't have to keep moving. So no matter what I did in the class, I knew that I would not have to worry about her. And I felt that I knew a lot of other babies slept at that time. But a lot of people, you know, like their babies to take the naps in the crib. So that's been an issue. But I feel that a lot of people, you know, will start to kind of, as their baby gets, you know, I think it's the ones in the middle are the ones where my baby has to take the nap. You know, the ones with the newbies and the ones with the older ones are kind of like, well, my kid will kind of do whatever.
Right.
So that's why I'm starting. As I'm collecting information, I'm going to start Monday at 4:30 class also, because that seems like a great time for just about all babies. Nobody's really napping, and they're kind of, it's the end of the day, so they're a little bit, you know, more ready to kind of hang out.
Oh, no, that's when everybody's cranky and you just need to be outside running them, trust me.
Well, exactly, whatever your issue is, yeah.
Here's my question. You kind of address then the issues of work of how you handle the baby when you're doing your classes, but what about the other stuff? Because part of business is administrative, and you can't include
so,
in that.
Right.
So when do you find
out? So she, I'm very lucky to have a good napper. So every day is different. Like I said, today she napped at 9 and then again at 4:30, which really never, ever happens. Mm-hmm. But normally she's really knocked herself down to one nap a day. Mm-hmm. So I usually have this very large stretch of time, a minimum of 2 hours, usually right in the middle of the day, to do a whole bunch of work. So that is just fantastic. She is just a really good sleeper, and I'm very efficient with my time, and I kind of put together everything the night before. So she goes to bed at 7:30, so I kind of sit down, I have dinner, and then I get all my stuff together for the next day. I write down phone numbers on a piece of paper so I don't even have to go on the computer. I can sit down, I can make all of my phone calls. I have my, you know, pad and paper out. So I have everything ready and prepared for myself. I don't have to do all the extra stuff. It's going to take me an extra 10, 15 minutes because I won't have the extra 10, 15 minutes once you start hearing the noise where they're waking up and you hear it and you go, oh, no, I'm in the middle of a phone call. Mm-hmm. You know, so I am fortunate enough to have had positions like the research positions, which really have enabled me to use my time effectively. So that's been really great. My husband also, he works full-time, but luckily he comes home at a decent time usually every night. So if there's something I really need to get done, you know, at the end of the day that I wasn't able to get that in the middle of the day, I can get that accomplished before she goes to sleep, but, you know, while she's still awake. So I'm really, really fortunate in having, you know, a really good family that really enables me to get my stuff done.
That's awesome.
So, and then all my marketing, I really, she is part of my business. So I feel that, like, when I go out and I talk to people, you know, it's really, I like her to be there because I want people to see that I'm not just, I didn't just come up with an idea as this random personal trainer. Right. I really, I empathize with people that this is a really big issue and I want to help people and I know the pain they're going through with the last 10 pounds or my body doesn't look like it did, you know, before. So I think I'm just really, really lucky in having all those things.
Oh, that's great. I gotta tell you again, I'm being personal here, but you know, my first child, I just dropped the weight, I got back in shape, just I don't know, doing stuff. I mean, I realize now how much more active I was because I was trying to work and I was doing a lot of things. And with number two, it's just so much harder. And I'm just like, I'm looking at myself, and he's 8 months old. I'm like, why aren't I doing better? It is hard. It's very tough.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing with the timing that I picked, because I thought if it was your second child, and a lot of people usually their older child is in school, mm-hmm. that they could drop their kid off at school, they could come to the class with the baby, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they could kind of hang out with the baby. They're already in the park. You know, they wouldn't have to think about what am I going to do for the next hour, you know, and then they can go pick up their child from school.
That's what I did. It was perfect.
So exactly. So that was, you know, I was really trying to assist, you know, everybody, you know, even if it was your first one, obviously that would be the best. If you have a, you know, your 10-week-old in the stroller, that would be the best because they're going to be sleeping and you can be doing whatever you want. I reminisce about those days, but she's turning a year in a couple of weeks. but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's our final question.
Okay.
Any brilliant tips or advice to other moms who are starting their own business?
I just think that people really need to stay optimistic. I think starting your own business is really difficult, and I'm really lucky. And I had issues, and I had, you know, and it took me a long time to get everything together. So I think you just really need to be persistent and, you know, don't let the obstacles stop you. You know, they're there to teach you something and to make it better for you. So I think that's really important. And I also think that people need to choose something that gets them really, really excited. You know, I love fitness. I chose it. I don't care if I do this for the rest of my life. I'm just so excited to have gotten it started, and I can't wait to, you know, expand, and I have all these ideas on how I want to expand on it. And I just think it's really important that people need to, if they're going to start a business and start something that they love to do, or if they're going to, you know, start selling a product, that it's a product that they really, really believe in and they can really, you know, sell it, you know, to their heart's content. So, because you're not just putting your money in, you're putting in your time and effort, and you don't have a lot of that as a mom. So you want to make sure that all of that is really well spent.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Why don't you tell everybody again what your website is and how they can get in touch with you if you have any more questions.
Sure. My website's not really up and running, so I will give you my email. My email is totfitness@gmail.com. Do you want me to spell that out?
Sure.
Okay, it's totfitness.com. Like I said, the classes are right now Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. I'm going to be starting a Monday at 4:30 class on October 9th. And then I'm hoping to also add that weekend class. So if I get a lot of response for that, I'm definitely happy to start a Sunday morning class for people, because I know a lot of people like to work out. And weekend is usually a lot of family time. And daddies need to work out, too.
Certainly true. My husband tries to duck away for basketball.
Oh, see?
Anyway, okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, it's been fun.
This has been another Moms Making Money podcast. We would love to hear your comments. You can leave us a voice comment on our listener line, 206-337-1077, or email us at podcast@momsmakingmoney.org. And don't forget to check out our website for more information on how you can turn your passions into profits.